The original research article entitled Gastrointestinal Barrier Disruption in Post-COVID Syndrome Fatigue Patients was authored by Rohrhofer and Wolflin et al. From the Medical University of Vienna in Austria. It was published in May 2025 in Allergy. Approximately 10% of COVID-19 patients experience persistent symptoms after contracting SARS-CoV-2, a condition known as post-COVID syndrome. In this study, the authors studied the effects of SARS-CoV-2 infection on the gastrointestinal tract and their association with specific symptoms, i.e., post-COVID syndrome with fatigue, post-exertional malaise, orthostatic, autonomous, and neurocognitive dysregulations. 30 participants with post-COVID syndrome and fatigue, 30 SARS-CoV-2 convalescent participants, 16 SARS-CoV-2 naive ME/CFS participants, Institute of Medicine criteria, and 30 SARS-CoV-2 naive healthy participants, healthy controls, were recruited between April 2021 and August 2022. Medical record data were combined with blood, saliva, and stool sample analyses by real-time PCR to evaluate the viral load of body fluids. Apart from the symptoms during and after the disease, the authors also analyzed complaints before SARS-CoV-2 infection to identify predictive markers and potential risk factors. No significant differences in fecal pro-inflammatory marker levels or in the fecal microbiome were found between groups. No viral RNA was detected in body fluids, i.e. blood, saliva, and stool. However, gastrointestinal complaints before, during, and after SARS-CoV-2 infection were associated with post-COVID syndrome fatigue. Serum lipopolysaccharide binding protein levels were significantly higher in the post-COVID syndrome fatigue group compared to the other groups, indicating intestinal barrier leakage. In addition, this group showed significantly higher IL-6 levels and reduced levels of TNFA and IL-1-beta in serum. Finally, SCD14 levels were significantly lower in post-COVID syndrome fatigue patients compared to the other groups. The authors identified pre-existing GI complaints, indicating an impaired gastrointestinal barrier as a risk factor for developing post-COVID syndrome fatigue. Therefore, monitoring of gastrointestinal symptoms and markers at baseline, during, and after a SARS-CoV-2 infection may help in predicting post-COVID syndrome, gaining insights into the interplay between viral infections, immune responses, and gut barrier integrity may help improve diagnosis and treatment.